Praise Jesus. I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we are thankful for the goodness of God. We're thankful that He touches our life every day. We're thankful for His love and His consistency. Amen. Amen. I thank God that the Bible says He'll never leave us or forsake us, and He's always with us. Amen. So tonight, we're going to be glad, we're going to be thankful, and we're just going to rejoice in the Lord, and we're going to worship together, and we're just going to enjoy this experience in God and what He has for us tonight. Amen? Amen. Praise God.
Let's just worship the Lord tonight. Just give Him our praise and our worship and let Him know we love Him. Hallelujah. Woo.
Your presence is an open door. we want you, Lord, like never before. Your presence is an open door. So come now, Lord, like never before. Let's tell him one more time. Your presence.
Time. We'll see salvation flood the street. I was watching, I think it was New York, and people was all over on the streets praising the name of Jesus. Amen. This is happening. We're hearing. God is doing what he said he will do. Amen. Lord, bring it here. Hallelujah. Let's see revival in every city, Father God. Every city, Father God. Every person called by your name, revive them, Lord God. Put a hunger and a thirst in them, Lord God, that can't be filled by anything but the word, fasting and prayer, Lord God. Let them desire you above everything else, Lord God. Let them desire you and your ways. Let them desire to seek your face, Father God. Hallelujah. Let us love like you love. Let us hear like you hear. Let us see the way you see. And let us speak with our mouth the way that you would want us to speak, Lord God. When a person talks, sometimes they say stuff in anger and frustration or bitterness or just the hurt and brokenness over their life. Lord, let us not hear those words coming out of their mouth, but let us hear what they're really saying, what you really want us to hear what they're saying. Lord, not only let us hear, but let us have a response of you for them. Awaken your church, Lord God. Loose our tongues. Put boldness on each person that is called by your name so that we will be your voices that are speaking, that are leading people to you. Like, oh, Father, I thank you. I feel you calling it. I feel you moving. I know the seriousness of the time. Let it burn in each of us, Father God. Let us not get our eyes off of you and what is going on and what you want us to do. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Coming like a fire, coming like a fire.
Looks like. We have this vision and this perfect picture in our head of what something should be, and Lord God, it's not even close to what it is. We've put you so in a box in our worship, in our everyday life, and what we think it should look like, Lord God, and it's filled with traditions of men. Wipe out traditions of men out of our hearts, out of our minds, Lord God. Mess us up. Mess us up for your good. Show us your truth. And everything that's not of you, Father, just mess us up and tear it out of us. Lord, we just want you. We just want you. We desire you more than notoriety, no more than anybody knowing what my name is, more than what car we drive, what clothes we wear, whatever, how much money we make. Lord God, none of that matters. None of that matters. how much money I don't make. None of that matters. You are what matters. Mess us up, Lord God. Take the ideologies that's so wrong, that's been put in us, all the laws and regulations that you never even instilled in us. It was just the society and traditions. Mess us up, Lord. We don't care what it looks like. Just come in and make us look like you. We want to look like you. We want to think like you. I want what you think and hear. Not what I may have thought was right, but truly was just legalism. Take it out of us, Lord God. Take it out of us. Take it out of us. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Praise the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a good, good Lord we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good all the time.
All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I just feel his presence. Amen. And it's just good. It's just good. Hallelujah. When he touches us, it just changes things. Amen. He brings us such peace. Amen. And he just touches our life. Praise God. And he's just with us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just speak the name of Jesus. I hear, just speak the name of Jesus.
Speak the name of Jesus.
Speak
Amen.
The name of Jesus. You aren't saying, Phil, that's not the name that's going to save,
Amen.
Deliver, set free, and heal.
Amen.
That's not the name that has more power than anything in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Regina, that's the... nope.
Praise God.
It's Jesus.
Amen.
We need to speak the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No man should stand in the place where God alone should stand.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Just
the Lord.
Just speak the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Over every situation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Praise revival God. Is coming. Like that's all.
Amen.
I know.
Praise.
Breakthrough
is coming. Praise God.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel
Amen.
It.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I feel it in my bones.
Hallelujah. You know, I really want God to touch us the way he wants to touch us. Amen. I just believe that he's going to pour out his spirit. Amen. That's his promise to us. And I tell you what, I believe that God has something special for this region of Kenton. Amen. And I believe that his presence is just going to continue to increase, and he'll just overtake us, and we'll love to seek him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, God. We just thank you for your presence, Father. We thank you for your touch on our lives, Father. And Lord, just let us seek you and reverence you, Father God, and look for you, Father God, and you'll be found and you'll pour out your spirit, Father. And we thank you for just touching our community, God. Touch the places where we live, Father. Bring people to salvation, God. Stir up salvation in the lives of people, Father God. Stir hearts. Touch us, Father God. Touch us that are already saved, and let us go deeper into you, Father God, so that we desire revival, we desire to see others saved, and we desire to see your goodness in the touch of our lives, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just exalt you and lift you up tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to remind you, it's getting close and closer to Friday, March 31st. Amen. And I want to remind you that from 6 to 9 or somewhere in that area, we'll be here at 6 o'clock and we're going to start having the Love Your Marriage Conference. And I'm just telling you that God's going to do good stuff to us. So if you're already married, praise God, it's good for you to come. If you're going to be married soon, it's good for you to come. And if you're one day looking for a spouse, it's good for you to come. Amen? But it's going to be a great time. And you can sign up online there at obmcckenton.org/marriage. Amen. And I think that there's something out there on Facebook for people. Praise God. And it's on our Facebook page. Praise God. So you can get out there and sign up. So we know who's coming because we are going to have some snacks and some stuff like that for us. And it's going to be a good time together in the Lord. Amen. And then at this time, do we have children to be released? Praise God. I don't know if we have any. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to get ready to take up the offering. And we got these new envelopes that have all that instruction on there for how you can text and give. And there's, what's that called, a QR code? A QR code? Praise God. Hallelujah. PC code, QR code, whatever it is. But I guess you can just scan that thing on your phone and it'll show you how to give during that thing. So these are new envelopes there for you. And also you can put your offering, your name on this envelope and everything. And we do keep count of that so that we can give you an offering statement at the end of the year so you'll know how much your giving was in total. Praise God. So, oh yeah, so we used to have a prayer request on there, so that's not there anymore, but we do have prayer request cards out there at the desk, so you can definitely fill those out, and we pray for those every Wednesday with our intercessory prayer, and also then we get them as pastors and we pray over them, so we take and honor your prayer requests and we put things before the Lord. And we just want to continue to do that for you. So that's how we can do that. And I'm going to look in Mark chapter 12 tonight. I'm just going to read something to you related to offerings tonight. And it says in verse 41, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which makes a farthing. And she called unto, and he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in out of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." I want you to know something. That whether you have a lot to give or little to give, God is always aware of your giving. Amen? And he will take what you give him. Amen? And he will touch your life and he will help you in different ways. And our God is a good God. So tonight I want you to know that when you give, there should be something in your heart that stirs you to give. And you should be giving out of your faith and your relationship with God. Amen? You know, one way of us worshiping God is to put him first in the area of giving, because it proves to us and shows us that we trust him, that we lean on him, that we're not trusting in the world system or our job, but we're trusting in God more than anything. Amen? And so tonight we're just going to put that before the Lord and we're just going to pray, and we can bring these offering buckets up here. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you know the hearts of your people, Father God, and you're looking at what they give, Father God, and you're touching their lives, Father. And Lord, we thank you for every opportunity that we get to give. We thank you for trusting you with our tithes and our offerings, God, and we thank you for your hand that's on our life, Father God, and how you touch us and how you provide for us, Father God, and how you make a way for us. And God, we just thank you for it, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Hallelujah.
When I lock eyes with you, see my reflection.
Hallelujah. I appreciate that worship set tonight. I especially like it when worship goes right along with my message that I'm going to preach. Amen. Tonight our songs were about seeking Him and letting Him be in our lives and have His way with us. Amen. And that we want to lock eyes with Him and that we want Him to come in and touch us in the way that He wants to touch us. And that goes right along with what I'm preaching tonight, because tonight we're going to talk about seeking the Lord. Amen. And I just want to go here to the book of Isaiah, praise God, I believe, to get us started. Amen. And we're going to go to Isaiah 55. And I just want to read a couple of scriptures here for you. And it says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call you upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Praise God. And so I want to start here for just a minute talking about seeking the Lord, because what does it mean to seek the Lord? It means to search for or look for. It means to go after, to strive for, to push forward. It means that we're going to work towards, that we're going to be intent on, we're going to aim for, and we're going to have as a goal the idea of learning God and getting close to Him. Amen? And the way that happens is through the Word. Amen? And I tell you what, God will help you. The Bible says that we have an unction from the Holy One who will reveal to us all things. Amen? That means that God will help you seek Him. And I want you to know something, that sometimes people might think reading the Word of God is hard and things like that, but I want you to know something, that you should pray before you even begin to read the Word, and you should just pray for God's understanding to help you. Amen? Pray for God to touch your heart and to reveal to you what He's saying to you through His Word. Amen? Because when you seek God and you search for Him, He will be found of you. Amen? The Lord desires relationship with you, and He desires you to know Him in all ways, and He desires for us to be open and for us to have in us the desire to know Him and open our hearts so that He can be a part of blessing us and bringing us into a place where we know Him. I want to just touch base on this for just a minute, because I read this scripture and it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I want you to know something. The thoughts and the ways of God are deeper than what humanity knows. Amen? We grew up learning stuff like an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth and all that kind of stuff, where the Lord's thoughts are, pray for your enemies. Amen? And the Lord also wants us to learn how to love each other. The Lord doesn't want us to be people that are mean-natured and that are not nice and that are greedy and that seek our own way. There's just things about the Lord that He wants you to understand. And He says that His thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. But I tell you what, He will give you His thoughts. He will give you His ways. The Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. I want you to know something. We are made in His image. We are meant to be His. We are His children, amen? And the Lord loves to lead His children by His Spirit, amen? And I want you to know that God loves to lead you on this journey of life and help you with things that you need help with. And he wants to be available to you to touch your life and to make sure that you know how to seek him and find him. Amen? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, I think in verse 17, it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Amen? And I want you to know something. It says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. You know, that is the kind of fruit that lasts beyond this life. Amen? When the Lord says riches and honor are with him, I want you to know that he's talking about the eternal riches of salvation. Amen? And the goodness of living righteously and living in the right way of God's kingdom. Amen? But it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Well, I want you to know something. Not all of us are early birds. Amen? And I say that to you because I'm thankful that that's not what God is saying in this particular verse. Amen? When it says seek him early, it means done near the beginning of a particular time. First, primary, prompt, timely, quick, speedy, without delay. In other words, if we're going to seek God early, that means that we should start with him. Amen? In any situation that we're facing or any decisions that we're going to make, we should be seeking God early or first or as our primary understanding of what we're going to do. Amen? We should seek God first, seek him early, put him before anything, and ask him what he wants from us. Amen? We should be in prayer. We should seek God in reading the word. We should seek God in prayer. Over the next couple weeks, I'll probably talk about this, but we should seek God in fasting. Amen? Boy, that's going to be a good subject. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. But I want you to know something. The Bible says in verse 20 here, it says, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. I want you to know something, that when you seek God, he's going to lead. When you ask God something, he's going to help you. When you look to God and you look to him first, you're going to find that you can resolve issues quicker when you let God lead. Amen? You're going to learn that tough times and difficulties get cleared up quicker when you put your trust in the Lord. Amen? When you seek God and when you trust him, he will be there for you. And he's going to come in a way that blesses you and touches your life. And he's going to come early and touch your life. Amen? When you seek him first, that word seeking him early means to seek God in the beginning of your struggle. Amen? Sometimes, too often, we wait till the battle is heavy and we wait till things are already breaking apart and we wait to add God into our relationships, into our finances, into our health battles. Sometimes it's like we let these things get this big before we really trust and rely on him. I want you to know something, that you should be seeking God first and putting things out there first so that you don't ever do that. Amen? I mean, don't wait till your marriage is falling apart to begin to pray. Prayer should be a part of your marriage on an ongoing basis. Amen? Praying for your spouse, praying for your family, seeking God for what he says to you about your children and about your spouse and about your life, those are things that you should be doing on a regular basis. Amen? And if we will put God first, and if we will seek him first, guess what? He will have a position of authority that he should truly have in our life. Amen? I'm just going to read something here to you in the book of Psalm 63. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. I want you to know something. You should pray early. And this time I'm talking about when you get up. You should pray early when you start your day. You might, you know, and starting your day is different in America now, right? I mean, some people work third shift, some people work second shift, some people work first shift. So there's different times that people are going to be waking up in a day, amen? But starting first and starting early and starting your day with prayer towards God is a great way to get yourself going, amen? And I want you to know something, that we should keep our heart focused on God. It's not something that we should just do in church, amen? It's not something that we should just be sensitive to God because we're going to church. I want you to know something. You should be sensitive to God on a day-to-day basis, amen? And we should be looking for the Lord on a day-to-day basis. I'm going to read something in the book of Lamentations chapter 3. I think I want to go to verse 22, and it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Isn't it powerful to know that on a day-to-day basis, God has mercy for you? So if we did bad yesterday, if we really messed up, if we were mean, or if we got into sin, or if we got to a big argument, or we just did something that we know is displeasing to God, I thank God that before we can get to day number two, that thing's already cleared up. His mercies are new every day, amen? And they are new every day for our life, amen? "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." I want you to know something, that seeking God and waiting on God has a similar definition to it. You know, when the Bible says that we should wait on the Lord, it doesn't mean that we sit around waiting doing nothing. It means that while we wait on the Lord, we continue in our faithfulness. We continue coming to church. We continue in prayer. We continue doing what we know to do. That's how you properly wait upon the Lord. Amen? You know, if you wait upon the Lord, he will not only renew your strength, but when you wait upon him, he will come and he will answer, amen? And he will move on your behalf when you wait upon the Lord, amen? So waiting upon the Lord and seeking the Lord has similar themes in it, and we want to make sure that these are things that are important in our life, amen? And I want you to know something. You don't have to read 14 chapters of the Bible to seek God. Start where you're at. I tell you what, sometimes I just like to take a scripture or two and just meditate on them. I want you to know something, that just having a word from the Lord in your life is a blessing, amen? And I tell you what, God will work with you where you're at, amen? Remember, he says line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, amen? God will work with you right where you're at. Amen? And he wants to help you every day of your life. I want you to know something. God is available to you every day of your life. Amen? And I want you to know something. The Lord is not far from us. Amen? He's close to us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the book of Psalms for a minute. And I'm going to go to I think I'm going to go to Psalms 119. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Psalms 119, it says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." I want you to know something. One of the best things you can do in life is not worry about being perfect, but worry about having your whole heart set on God. Amen? One of the best things you can do is make sure that your heart is just open and available to the Lord. And you can ask the Lord, "Lord, help me. I don't know the Bible inside and out. I only know a little bit. But I love you and I want you to be a part of my life. And I want to look for you and learn of you." And just be simple in your approach towards God and he will touch you. Amen? Amen. The Lord loves an open, honest heart. And when you seek him with your whole heart, that means that you're seeking God with pure intentions. That you're not just being a deceitful person and pretending to seek God. Or you're not just putting on airs for people to see you be religious or to be a Christian and just think good about you. No, no, no. It means that you are sincerely in your heart seeking God and trying to do what you can do for God to move on your behalf. Amen? And I want you to know that God is with you to do this and with you to make sure that you do those things which are good in the sight of God. I'm going to go to the Old Testament here just for a minute. I like to read this particular scripture. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, in verse 10, it says, "Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth." How do I seek the Lord continuously? Does that mean I'm reading my Bible 24/7? Does that mean I'm praying 24/7? No. It means that you are constantly aware of God in the idea of a relationship with him. Amen? It means that you're not just taking Sunday morning to serve God and come in here and worship, and as soon as you get out of here, you forget about God for the rest of the week and do your own thing. Amen? No, no, no. It means that you give an effort to be consciously aware of God. Amen? And when you are consciously aware of God, you will find yourself being touched in your heart by his goodness. Amen? And you'll find God touching you and moving on your behalf. And I want you to know something, that God loves to move on the behalf of his people. We're going to read something here in the book of Acts, chapter 17. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 26, I believe. And it says, well, let's look at verse 25. It says, "Neither is worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." I want you to know something. God is not far from you. He's not some God that's way up in the sky, that doesn't know, that doesn't care, that is so far off that he doesn't even hear your prayers. I want you to know something. The Lord says that he knows your very thoughts. Amen? That's how close he is to us. The Lord says that the very hairs of our head are numbered, amen? Now, I don't have as many as I used to have, praise God. But I can tell you for surety, I've never known how many hairs was on my head. I want you to know something. The Bible says that God could tell you at any moment exactly how many hairs are on your head. That's how much He knows you. That's how much He cares about you. And I want you to know something, that the very fact that you don't know how many hairs are on your head lets you know that you don't know as much about yourself as God knows. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture in the Bible that says our very members are in Him. That means that if we don't find Jesus on this journey called life, we're going to go a long time without knowing who we really are. We're going to allow people that bully us and people that mistreat us to say stuff about us and to call us names and to put some characteristics on us that truly aren't even who we are. I want you to know something. Only the Lord can tell you who you truly are. Amen? And you're going to discover who you are when you read the Word of God. Amen? You're going to discover things like that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. That He loves you. That you're the apple of His eye. Amen? And that He doesn't ever sleep or slumber just so He can know you. Amen? And I want you to know something. You're going to discover that the Bible says that you are worth more than anything to God. Amen? The Bible says that if a bird dies, God's aware of it. And how much more so is God aware of you? And I just want you to know that when you seek God, He will be found and He will touch your life. Amen? And I just want to give you one other thing here, I think. Well, maybe a couple other, but definitely this one I want to give you here. In the book of Hebrews, praise God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, I just want to read something to you here. Because it says in Hebrews 11, 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." I want you to know something. Don't ever let the devil come to you in your thoughts and tell you that seeking God isn't worth your while, or that you're never going to understand the Bible, or that God doesn't care, or that God doesn't hear. I want you to know something. Those are all lies. Amen? The Bible says this. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know what? If you give your best effort to seek God, He's going to reward you with a relationship. He's going to reward you with His touch on your life. He's going to reward you with letting you know who He is and letting you know His love and His kindness and that He's with you always and that He's never going to leave you or forsake you. Amen? I'll read just one more thing. It says in Psalms 9, verse 10, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee." I want you to know something. God will never forsake you. The Lord will never leave you. And He will never forsake you. Amen? I want you to know you can trust Him. Amen? And I want you to know that even when you go through something bad and difficult and you feel alone, I want you to know that during that time, God is strengthening you. He's there with you. He's touching you and He's helping you in this thing called life. So tonight I want you to know that seeking God should be a primary thing for you. Seeking Him should be something that's important on your day-to-day, activity of doing things. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when you seek God, He will be found. It's His desire for you to experience Him. It's His desire for you to know Him. The Word of God is for you and will touch you and will build you. And when you open your heart up towards God, then I'm telling you, life can change in great and significant ways. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have a couple prayer requests? Praise God. Wow. Dale, Amy, and Sophia are all sick, praise God. So we're going to pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just put them before you, Father. And Lord, right now, God, we just ask you to touch them, Father God. Whatever symptoms they have, what their ailment is, God, I pray that you would touch them and bring healing to them, Father. Lord, I thank you that you are faithful, Father, and that your word says that by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And Lord, that you touch our life and you change us, God, and that you're healing them right now in Jesus' name. God, we put Jeannie before you, Father God, and Lord, she's not feeling well. And Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you just touch her, Father God, and Lord, that you bring healing to her, God, that every pain, every sickness, every symptom would leave her body, Father, and Lord, that she be made whole in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Sue right now, Father. And Lord, we thank you that you're touching Sue even as we speak and pray, Father God, that Lord, she's not feeling well either, Father, and you release healing into her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, whatever symptoms are in her body, Father, whatever calling her discomfort or nausea or pain, Father, we ask you to remove that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, God, that you are our healer. We thank you, God, that you touch us and that you change things, Father God. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, we put Linda before you, Father God. And Lord, she is on the road to recovery, Father God. But Lord, you're touching this shoulder, Father God. You're touching her equilibrium, God. And Father, we thank you that you're bringing healing to her 100% wholeness, Father God. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I know that you guys are all saved and loving Jesus and praise God. So I want you to know that tonight we're just going to reach out to those who might be watching us via live stream. And we're just declaring over you the blessing of God. And that if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, just simply ask him, Lord, I believe in you. I believe that you're the Son of God, that you went to the cross for me, that I could be forgiven, that my sins would be forgiven, Father, and that I could be saved and filled with your goodness and your purpose for my life. And I want you to know that if you just reach towards God and that if you just trust him and let him move on your life, you'll experience the goodness of God and the change that he can bring. Amen? So let's just stay on this journey. Amen? And let's just pursue Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for being here tonight, and I want to thank you for your love towards God. Hallelujah. What? Oh, and I want to remind us that in just 3 days, on Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to have the men's breakfast. Amen? And that's going to be, yeah, two sleeps, like my grandbabies would say, in two sleeps. Praise God. We're going to have the men's breakfast at 9 o'clock at Victory Plaza there, right down in Mount Victory. So I hope you can join us for that, men. It's going to be a great time. You're going to enjoy the goodness and the fellowship. And so I just thank God for that. And just be blessed. Go tonight and be blessed in the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.